Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast. My name's D'Avion and I'm a freshman in college. In this podcast, I'd like to share what I learned about sexual harassment, how to handle it, how to protect yourself, and how to help others you see going through it. I learned how to handle sexual harassment from my mom. Unfortunately, she doesn't feel comfortable joining the podcast, but she has allowed me to share her story. Growing up, she would be harassed anytime she walked out of her house. So much that she had to strategize how to handle it. One strategy she came up with to avoid being harassed is by crossing the street every time she saw a group of guys or just completely take another route. She also did it to avoid the anger and embarrassment the guys may feel when she rejected their invitation. It started off as just hollering, but then after a while, it became being followed, and then they started swearing, cursing, and using slurs towards her. When she was a teenager and she went to a late birthday parade with my grandmother, she even got grabbed by her behind and was unable to identify who it was. And now, even as a 40-year-old woman, she is still sexually harassed by men. And I've personally seen it happen to her. One time at the mall, me and her were just shopping when she caught a random guy's attention. She was on the phone with my dad too occupied to notice that when she was walking, the guy brushed against her, but I saw everything. And then he proceeded to look at her rear end, and it made me so angry. But I was too naive to know that I actually could have done something about it. Even the smallest action could have helped. And that is my purpose for this podcast, to teach that even the smallest action can go a long way in preventing sexual harassment from occurring. What I could have done is pull my mom in the opposite direction, or I could have said excuse me so the guy knew that I saw what he was doing. But it's important to restrain from getting angry or letting them notice your anger in these situations, because you don't want to put yourself in any harm's way. Although my mom is a grown woman and can handle herself, no one should have to go through sexual harassment. And it shouldn't be taken lightly, because sexual harassment can quickly turn into assault. I hope this story has revealed to you how important it is to take action against sexual harassment now. And I plan to continue sharing stories on whoever wants theirs to be heard, and I will also proceed to share my stories. I will also continue to educate people on how they can take action and how they can protect themselves and others. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to my podcast. Have a good one.